XC90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, Transmission Arts on Air.
change our visit to plumbing, say when the plumbing goes out, where?
Yeah.
Well, one of you guys, it's not.
I don't understand what you're saying, but.
Take that out. Sell the product to limit our downside.
Do I have?
Explain away a very bad deal. I probably check some balances in place.
Can I just, can we just think of that?
Take a minute, this is. Recycle. I guess earlier or later. Steve, you agree or disagree?
Four points.
They haven't yet seen. Because after this, we now go into.
Yes, they did. Because no one has seen the numbers.
All right, but we're.
Thank you.
Thank you. It may not make you feel better, but at least you won't have to deal with them.
spaceship moon theory. Over the years, it has been scientifically observed that the Earth's moon holds some strange characteristics. The moon is the fifth largest natural satellite in the solar system. It is believed to have been created by a giant impact between a young Earth and a Mars-sized body. After examination, it has been noted that the moon is apparently in the wrong orbit for its size, according to its current assumed density. Astronomy data indicates that the internal regions of the moon are less dense than the outer, giving rise to the inevitable speculation that it could be hollow. Some of these claims come from the fact that when meteors strike the moon, it rings like a bell. More specifically, when the Apollo crew, on November 20, 1969, released the lunar module, after returning to the orbiter, the module impact with the moon caused their seismic equipment to register a continuous reverberation like a bell for more than an hour. In July of 1970, members of the then Soviet Academy of Sciences, Michael Vossin and Alexander Shcherbakov, proposed the spaceship moon theory. The pseudoscientific theory claims that the Earth's moon may actually be an alien spacecraft. Vossin and Shcherbakov's thesis was that the moon is a hollowed-out planetoid created by unknown beings with technology far superior to any on Earth. Huge machines would have been used to melt rock and form large cavities within the moon. The moon would, therefore, consist of a hull-like inner shell and an outer shell made from metallic rocky slag. The spaceship moon was then placed into orbit around the Earth. Proponents of this theory point to the increased reports and pictures of UFOs taken by NASA on their missions to the moon. It has been found that asteroids and meteors not only create shallow craters on the moon's surface, but produce a convex floor to the crater instead of concave as expected, supporting the idea of a rigid shell. The moon is far older than previously expected, maybe even older than the Earth or the Sun. The oldest age for the Earth is estimated to be 4.6 billion years old, while moon rocks were dated at 5.3 billion years. The chemical composition of the dust upon which the rocks sit is remarkably different from the rocks themselves. This indicates that the lunar surface may have been moved from somewhere else and placed on the moon. Some of the moon's craters originated internally, yet there is no indication that the moon was ever hot enough to produce volcanic eruptions. Hundreds of moon quakes are recorded each year that cannot be attributed to meteor strikes. Some of the quakes seem to follow a specific schedule. The moon's crust is much harder than originally presumed. When NASA was recorded drilling down a few inches into the moon's surface, it appeared that metal shavings were visible. Earth's moon is the only natural satellite in the solar system that has a stationary, near-perfect circular orbit. How does one explain the coincidence that the moon is just the right distance, coupled with just the right diameter, to completely cover the sun during an eclipse? Professional astronomers have been gradually discouraged from investigating a phenomenon that has been reported on the moon for 1,000 years. It is short-lived light, color, or other changes in the appearance of the lunar surface, referred to as transient lunar phenomena. Men in Black. The extraterrestrial hypothesis is the theory that some unidentified flying objects, UFOs, are best explained as being extraterrestrial life or non-human aliens from other planets. The idea sounds simple to modern-day humans, but a relatively new concept that originated out of the saucer sightings and close encounters of the 1940s-1960s. Thousands of UFO sightings have been reported in the last 50 years, and one of the emerging themes in these events is the Men in Black. The Men in Black are men, or aliens, dressed in black suits, who have been reported to harass or threaten UFO witnesses to keep them quiet about what they have seen. In most cases, the men claim to be government agents, but it is often suggested that they may be aliens themselves. People who have reported an encounter with the Men in Black often describe them as men of short stature with a deeply tanned and dark complexion. According to the accounts, Men in Black always seem to have detailed information on the person they contact, as if the individual had been under surveillance for a long period of time. They have been described as seeming confused by the nature of everyday items such as pens, eating utensils or food, as well as using outdated slang. Those who have encountered them say they produce identification, but when verification is later sought, the people described do not exist or have been dead for some time. Another defining characteristic of the Men in Black is wide grins and disconcerting giggles. The phenomenon has been frequently reported since the 1950s and 1960s, but some researchers, including John Keel and others, have suggested similarities between the Men in Black reports and earlier demonic accounts. Keel suggests that the beings are a modern-day manifestation of the same phenomena that was earlier interpreted as the devil, or encounters with fairies. The term, the Black Man, has been used for centuries in reference to the devil. In history, the Black Man was often reported as meeting with the accused and having sexual intercourse with them. Old Scratch or Mr. Scratch is another folk name for the devil that is used in the local legends of New England and pre-Civil War America. During the Middle Ages, the Black Man was not a person with African features, but rather a man colored black and dressed in black. In modern times, another phenomenon known as the Grinning Man has become associated with the Men in Black, and various reports of paranormal activity. These creatures are larger and characterized by a wide grinning face. In most cases, people describe a strange sensation of not being able to focus in on the grinning man. It has been suggested that the smile is an attempt by the aliens to conform to society and keep humans feeling safe, but in all reports the figure is described as extremely creepy. In the Half-Life series of first-person shooter video games, there is a mysterious character named G-Man that parallels some of the Men in Black descriptions.
Was not impressed.
really want to know what happens in alchemy, I suggest you try it for yourself. Something else disconcerting. I just discovered that Snow White had an eighth dwarf. It is entirely possible that the Earth is a farm, that we are someone else's property. An inevitable speculation can't be predicted. Only expected. And what makes things even more strange is that Ezekiel recently had his spaceship pilot's license revoked. He was stopped for a DUFOI. day. Tonight or today. Tonight or today. You are listening to the Distract and Disable program. I am your host, Glue Banta. Tonight or today. Feeling confused? Visit www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com. Until next time.